Weeds shake and shrivel at the thought of expert lawn and garden advice here at Rosie on the House. Scare your lawn straight by dialing 1-888-ROSIE-4U.
And welcome back on a beautiful Arizona Saturday morning right here at Rosie on the House, broadcasting now almost 25 years across the entire, and now across the entire state of Arizona. It's 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE-4U. We've got some calls in queue. Before we get there, though, we're talking about the hardscapes, and we're talking about using space. Y'all made a great point off air a little while ago just about the fact that, you know, once the hardscape's in, it's done. So that design's very, very important when we're talking about thinking through your needs. But y'all, which brought us to fireplaces. Rehash that conversation.
You know, you can build a patio and put a fire pit in it if you really like the idea of burning wood or maybe running a gas line and having the ability to light it and enjoy a little fire. But you've got a big hole in the ground that you don't use in the summertime.
And even in addition to the summertime, how often during the week do you see people out there?
And I've seen some of my customers are pretty they use it a lot. They get their money's worth out of it, definitely.
Good.
But again, you're probably not going to be doing that on a June evening. So we like the portable fire features. There's so many gas and even natural wood-burning fireplaces, a chiminea, metal chiminea. You know, bring that in, enjoy that during the time, bring that into the environment, enjoy having a little flame, a little fire. But you can clean it and put it away and then recover that space for the warm season when you're probably not going to use it.
And when you're talking about portable gas, paint me that picture of what that looks like. Because all I'm thinking is, you know, you're bringing a Weber grill over and you're lifting the lid up and firing it up.
Not talking about grilling here. Not talking about grilling. There are many manufacturers that make all kinds of neat little, and you can see them at the home improvement stores, but they'll have a little table-like fire pit. I'm grasping for a term here. And it might have a cover on it, and it's got a little propane bottle in it. So you can light it, and you don't have the mess of having the wood and the soot and all that. Personally, I like to burn wood. I guess I'm a little bit of a pyromaniac, but I like to have a little wood burning and enjoy the all that, the smell.
And the crackle.
Yes, exactly. You just don't get that with gas. So.
All the fun stuff you can burn in it.
There you go. The marshmallows taste better. So we like to do that, and there are a lot of portable metal fire pits which can be put in place, used, covered, and then put away.
Well, come to me with Tucson as we bring Bonnie into the conversation, talking about her outdoor hardscapes. Welcome to the program, ma'am. Tell us about your project.
Good morning. Yes, I have a beautiful 6-foot in diameter flagstone hardscape created in my backyard. Do I have to finish it with something?
Gentlemen?
Nope, you sure don't. The thing with flagstone is it is porous, as Romy was mentioning earlier, so it is going to take up, if you drip stuff on it, it's going to stain, it'll get down into those pores, and it'll be there for a very long time. Plus, flagstone also tends to, with moisture and whatnot, flake and pop, which is kind of why it's lost a lot of its popularity, because it's just not a very durable, it's the softest stone that... next to some like Cantera. So with flagstone, you don't have to, but just understand you're going to be dealing with those limitations of the material, the drawbacks that I just mentioned.
What could I use if I do choose to do that?
Well, there are penetrating sealers out there available from some local suppliers that, you know, when they go on, you don't even see that they're there. So you can still have that same natural look to it, but have the protection. And any of your suppliers down there in Tucson
They have Border Marvel. They have a location in Tucson. They would have products for you. Do you have a brand name you like that you can give her? None in particular.
I would visit the Border showroom. They have a wide selection of sealers that give the different looks on the stone surfaces, and some can give more of a wet look, more of a matte finish. Definitely a personal choice, and they can show you that.
What is the name of the showroom?
Border, B-O-R-D-E-R, Border/Marvel.
Okay. And then I also have a block wall that is cracking in the grout like a stair step all the way down from the top down to the bottom. The grout is missing now, so you can see, you know, the light through it. What can they do about that?
Bonnie, do you have a tree or a plant or anything growing near that little wall?
Yes, we did. We took it out, and it's still cracked.
And that's likely what cracked it.
And she said she took it out, so it's a matter of getting a mason in there to repair it now.
Right.
What I would probably suggest, now she said she can see through the grout, and not seeing it, I'm not there, but I would probably try and repair before we took a lot out, just because, like all things in the sun, I don't care what it's made out of, what you put on it, what you do, but she's not going to be able to go find another block, and it's going to be the same color match. So you're going to have this very obvious repair, and the only way to solve that is then paint it. Well, now you've created another maintenance cost spending item. So while you're at Border Marvell, I'm sure they have some adhesives, some kind of epoxy, some kind of grout gun that she could apply that and try and fix it and repair it before you spend a whole lot of money trying to take that out, level it back, and repair it. But you did the right thing taking out the roots that were causing the damage. That's something that we talk about long-term planting. When you're looking at planting, you know, a tree, however wide those branches are, that's how far out those roots go. So you want to make sure if it's a 30-foot tree, give it, I'm not saying you need a full 30 feet, but at least 20.
Yeah, you want to give those roots someplace to go. You know, it gives the tree the stability it needs.
And despite, you know, maybe a common misnomer, roots are very shallow under the dirt.
They can be, yeah. That's within the first, if you're not watering it properly.
Weekly newsletter. It's filled with timely gardening and home improvement advice, as well as special offers and discounts you can't find anywhere else. That's RosieOnTheHouse.com.